Welcome to Senator Crapo's weekly wrap-up podcast. I'm Marcus Chavez, Senator Crapo's Deputy Communications Director. In this podcast, we'll review what has been taking place in the Senate over the past week and recap some of the issues that Senator Crapo is currently working on that are of particular interest to Idahoans. This is a wrap-up for the week ending on Friday, May 16, 2008. Senator Crapo supported the 2008 Farm Bill Conference Report when it was passed by the Senate on Thursday by a vote of 81-15. Crapo spoke on the Senate floor in favor of the Food, Conservation, and Energy Act of 2008 as it would provide long-term certainty to farm families, enhance food security, enable environmental improvements, and expand energy opportunities. Here is an excerpt of the speech.
At a time when people around the world are struggling to deal with recent natural disasters and to ensure that their families have the food that they need, we need swift enactment of this farm bill that will provide some long-term certainty for farm families as they continue to feed the world's hungry. The legislation also continues and expands support for the Idaho commodity producers, including our barley and dairy and pulse crop, our sugar, our wheat, and our wool producers. Idaho's agriculture industry is more than a $5 billion industry and is a critical part of Idaho's economy. And the commodity title in this bill will continue to allow those farmers to be protected and strengthened as they face incredible global pressures. The breadth and depth of this legislation reaches into so many people's lives that everyone in America, not just those who are involved in farm country, everyone in America should be paying attention to this legislation.
The text title of the legislation includes language from Senator Crapo's Endangered Species Recovery Act that establishes a tax deduction for the cost of actions to implement site-specific management measures included in recovery plans under the Endangered Species Act.
We were very fortunate that as all of the wrangling went forward with regard to the farm bill, that my endangered species provisions remained in place and are going to be included. What we got this time around was we got the tax deduction portion of it. And so we have implemented about half of it, and about the other half, the tax credit portion, remains for another day. So I guess the way I approach this is the way legislation works in Washington, similar to the response in to the last question, is there are always hurdles that come up. We've made it past this hurdle. The bill, if it does get past the president's veto, will include the Endangered Species Reform Act provisions, and they will need to be strengthened to have their full effect in the future. But we will have put the basic legislative plan into law, and we will then need to work to find an opportunity to add the tax credit provisions to it as we move forward.
The House and Senate also passed a temporary extension for the current farm bill until Friday, May 23, 2008, to provide time to address a possible presidential veto of the bill. As a member of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees, Crapo had a role in crafting previous farm bills, including the 2002 and 1996 farm bills. Finally, at his weekly radio teleconference, Senator Crapo addressed the progress of his Owyhee initiative, including when he believes the bill could possibly come to the floor of the Senate.
Well, as I said, what happens is, and this is historically the way this committee operates, they have dozens and dozens and dozens of bills dealing with land management and water management that are specific bills in individual states and congressional districts. And they kind of pool these together. The last bill that we ran, I think, I can't remember, it had 40 or 50 or 60 individual pieces to it. This next bill will probably have that many pieces. And this next bill will have more controversial pieces and more substantial pieces in it than the last one. And what I'm getting to by that is that I expect that they are going to be ready within several weeks to put the package together. But there will be controversy around some of the pieces of this package, and I also expect that the package will not be formally brought to the floor for action until we resolve some of those conflicts. So it's a little bit hard to say when the bill would be brought forward for a vote. It could be as early as a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of months while we try to work out the conflicts, not only with regard to Idaho and Wyoming here, but with regard to any other conflicts that may arise regarding the bills that will be packaged in this group.
That will do it for this week's wrap-up podcast. We remind you that you can learn more about the issues before Congress at Senator Crapo's website at crapo.senate.gov. We thank you for listening and hope you will be able to listen again next week.